Oh, hey, everybody, what's going on? It's your boys. We're here on the Grouch Couch, dude. I am your game master, also your band manager here on the couch. I am Turk. Thank you so much for joining us. Camera angle, thank you. Yes, thank you for being here. Tonight, we're doing some more Shadowrun Anarchy with our lovely band. Of course, we're doing a metal band campaign. It's all about saving the world. The guys, please say hello, band.
Hello, band.
Hello.
I don't know what's wrong with my chin.
I know, right? Let me.
It's all pink and fleshy.
Your chin's got gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is a lot better.
Well, I'll just popping in. Hi, Ska. Hello, band.
I feel good about this.
First of all, Ananka, being played by Children of Proteus. Hello, Proteus. How are you? Good to
see
you.
Hello. I'm good.
That's good news. Also, Roger, being played by Connor, Captain Stash, Psycho Stash. How you doing?
I'm okay. I guess I'm doing good. Or, you know, the other guy trapped in here, he's fine.
Good.
Yeah.
And Emmy's not with us tonight, but that's okay. All right, she will be back with us next week. Have no fear. All right, there's no drama. We promise. We love Emmy. All is well.
Also, if you want to see a bunch of art from like that you've never seen before, it is now officially up on the Patreon, along with a bunch of our practice sections from our new game improv quest. So go support us on Patreon and get to check out all the stuff that doesn't ever make it to the light.
Hell yeah, dude.
DM Steve _ Forge of Lore just cheered 50 bits. Cheer 50 F A M I L Y. What's that spell? T P K.
That's right. Could be. Miris, unfortunately, improv quest is on my game. Well, hey, if it ever isn't, you always feel free to come and join in. Look, here's the deal, Mira. It's going to be episodic, all right? Consistent characters and an episodic show. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun, all right? So you could always pop in. That's the fun thing about it. And hey, maybe we can get you on as a guest star. You know what I mean? That goes for everybody as well. Sounds like fun. Yeah! So, boys and girls, check out the Patreon. Check us out next week. All is well, but for tonight, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to do some things. Did I miss anything before we run the musical intro?
Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or a like and a comment on YouTube if that's where you're watching us later on. It really helps the algorithms and makes people know that you like the things that we do so we can keep doing the things that you like that we do. You know, leave a comment, leave a suggestion, say, your toes smell like cheese, Proteus. What the fuck? Why can I smell it through the screen? Put that in the comments. I dare you.
Or like Poobert did today, left a comment that I think just said, Roger is bae. One of our videos. Thank you, Poobert. Appreciate that. We're well on our way to 1,200 subscribers, which is beautiful. If you're watching in the future, probably more than that. But hey, it's free and it helps so much. Yeah, dude. Support your friends and support your friends' friends, right? That's right. Your toes smell like Fritos. Fritos, Cheetos, and Alabitos. That's right. Okay, it's musical intro time, everybody. Fucking cheers, and thank you so much for joining us. We have one episode left, but it's time for some story that's never yet to have had been storied. Let's do it. Cheers, y'all.
Ba-na-ba.
Oh, welcome back. Good to have you here. I still love that song. And by the way, you can check out the full album on Spotify. That's right. And a YouTube video that we made on YouTube. It's very good. Very good stuff. It was very cool. And this whole campaign. It's very cool. All right. Boys and girls, it's time for story. A little bit of a recap, I guess, is in order. Last week, the band managed to secure the fifth and final page to the song Metalomnicon. The song that they have learned that will be able to put the beast that the Supreme Ten is trying to summon back in its slumber. Over the course of time there, band manager or agent Mr. Johnson has guided them and helped them throughout all of this, trying to help get them to this point to where they can save the world, because he got the hint of the Supreme Ten and he hates them just as much as the band does. We got pages from all over the place, and we finally have all five. Of course, we've recruited some friends along the way, like Crux the Viking, very cool guy, and our hellhound, Lucian, Lucifer, who was the leader of the rebellion before they got struck by magic and turned into a hellhound. Yes. So our story is going to return in a fun little place. You guys just finished a show, all right? You just played some music for a bunch of your fans. One last time to get out there and play some music. And the show went well. A lot of people showed up. A lot of people were talking about this revolution that you guys did, charging into a skyscraper with all of your fans and just blowing up the whole place. They were excited, and they were there full force to support you. Of course, many died that day, and you did, or went out for them. But now that the show has ended, Mr. Johnson has sent Eon off on our own little special mission and is now with you guys, talking about where to go next. Now, as you guys are walking back to your bus, how about this? We'll roleplay this a little bit. We'll get into roleplay here. Mr. Johnson is there. And of course, Mr. Johnson used to be a complete, you know, suit. But at this point, he's got corpse makeup on that isn't very good. But he's wearing a choker. He's got his earrings in. His sleeves are ripped off. You guys have influenced him a lot over the course of this time. And he's even added some combat boots to his repertoire. And he's walking with you two. And as you guys are walking, he's like, "So, band, Ananka, Roger, how are we feeling about all this Supreme Ten business?"
Those are the guys we're trying to kill, right?
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like we could be killing them more than we currently are right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel a little lost in the weeds about where they're supposed to be trying to summon whatever we're trying to not have summoned.
Right. This is a very good question, and I have been doing some research. I've got some guys on the inside, including Roger's old friend Pickles. And we believe Pickles has a lead on where they're going to be doing this summoning.
Huh.
Well, spill it. Don't keep us waiting. Spill it.
All right, Ben. Well, we do believe that there is a base here. A Supreme Ten base. It used to be an Air Force base that they have turned into their own little Supreme Ten kind of research facility, full of scientists, equipment, you know, whatever other bullshit these assholes want to use. But they've turned it into a base. And from what Pickles has informed me with is that under this base, they have some kind of a circle of magic lava. I don't know. Something crazy like that. And they plan to summon this beast from there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Lava beast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Lava beast. It's a good beast to have, you know. Anyways, Roger, you ready to kill some shit?
Yeah, just point me in a direction and, you know, hopefully that direction has a large amount of health care attached to it because it's gonna need it.
Well, that's good. Ananka, I also see you have new eyes now. Is that new?
It is, yeah. One of the failures that we took down at the place where you were captured, it had eyes that my god bestowed upon me, so... here we are with fresh new eyeballs. It's weird being able to say this much.
Hmm. I imagine. A whole new world for you, huh?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
All right, so as you guys are walking, you can see up ahead at the very end of this large parking lot, because you guys have been talking for a little while. Your van bus is parked there. And you can see through the windows, it looks like Crux and you know, Bob the zombie. They're having some fun, you know, dancing around. It's a good old day for them. Lucy's even in there, you know, she's barking away. You can hear her. It's like the sun is shining on them and everything is just beautiful. It's a great A day. Your bus is in supreme condition. You guys have the pages. You have everything you've ever wanted. But as you're walking towards the bus, this is when things start to get a little fucked. You hear screams coming from up the street. You look up this darkened cyber sci-fi road. There are floating cars that start skidding out of place and smashing into walls. And people just screaming. And you guys are looking. And I want to make the first roll of the night to see how much of a jump you can get on this. We're going to do a perception check for you guys. Mm-hmm. Scar left. Gotta get ready for sleep. Oh, well, thanks for coming in. Codefendants has been on loop endlessly. Also a jerk. Dude, hell yeah, dude. I love Codefendants. Yeah. You gotta beat a 2. Ananka got a 1 and Roger got a 4. Copy that.
Are you still blind? I can't remember.
No, I'm not blind anymore. You'd think I'd roll higher.
Oh, yeah. You should, you know, get +2 eyeballs to your roll.
True, huh?
She's just standing in front of a stop sign. She's just like, I don't see anything.
I don't know what's going on.
Wait. I'm overwhelmed by reality. I'm not used to having this much sensory at once. Noticing things going on all over the place. I don't know where to focus.
No shit.
Tyler! She's like, oh my god, I'm blind again. I'm blind. Ananka, your eyes are closed.
Damn, Steve _ Forge of Law used reroll. Tyler,
Tyler, reroll. I do want to say, Tyler, if you're ever interested, you know, when we're kicking back up, we're not okay soon. And, you know, I'd love to get you on as a guest star if you're ever interested. Let me know. But back to our story here. Roger, you can see, looking up the street, these cars are skidding out of place. There's like explosions. And then as your eyes come into focus, you see coming out of a sewer grate a huge tentacle that has grabbed a person and is now swinging the person around in the air out of this sewer grate. You look below the ground at your feet, and you can see another sewer grate starting to bubble with this black, viscous nastiness that's just bubbling out of the sewer grates. And Johnson goes, oh no, it has begun. We must go, band, to the van. And
to the van.
As you look up to the van, you can see tentacles coming out from sewer grates and grabbing all these cars. And tentacles are starting to come up around the van. And I need each one of you, whatever you're going to do, to figure it out. And we'll make checks.
Well, I'm just going to scream to Ananka, I've seen enough hentai to know where this is going. And I sprint towards the van and dive through one of the windows, breaking it.
Okay, I'm
going
to need
you. Well, I thought he was going to drop Trow.
You're going to need to make an athletics check to get to the van. Ananka, what are you doing?
I'm going to sprout wings. I'm going to go into, like, my harpy form and essentially pick up Mr. Johnson with my big claw bird feet and head towards the van to try and get in.
5. Ah! Okay, then I'm also going to need you to make me an athletics check as well, Ananka. With your wings, I'll give you +2d6.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I could have used parkour for that. one of my specialized skills.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. Yeah. He could do two things, yes. Ooh, tentacles, slappy balls. Tentacles. By the way, I loved your art on Instagram today. Gangers, very good job. Shout out to Gangers.
Really? What the fuck is happening?
You got a one.
And that was with the two extra.
Guys, get your fan art pens ready. Get your fan art pens ready.
Because tentacles are abound, everyone.
Gangries used reroll, Kate.
No.
I was about to be the star of my own hentai. Dreams come true.
Four. Still didn't beat the five,
you
but that's better.
Still have a chance.
I'll give you better because you did better. So, as you guys are running across this parking lot, your feet are like slipping and sticking to all this nasty shit that's coming out of all of these sewer grates, and you take off up into the air and grab Johnson. You get away from the nasty sticky shit, and you take off and you jump. You're like flipping, Roger, doing cartwheels. It's like super excessive. You don't need to do all this shit, but you're like jumping through this like sticky shit and tentacles coming out. You're dodging through them. And you make it just in time as the tentacles lift the bus off of the ground and the tentacles begin grabbing it and carrying it down the street. And you get your hands right on the bumper as it's carrying it down the street. And on the inside, Lucien's just going crazy, barking, freaking out. And Crux has his axe, and he's, like, whipped it out. He's, like, trying to get these tentacles. But they're all through all the windows of the bus, just like... And you're flying in the air behind it, Kate, with Johnson. Johnson's like, where are we going? What is happening?
But you tell me, buddy, but we're going to follow this bus.
Now that you have eyes, you're going to look down to the road. You're looking at the bus. I just want to see something real quick. Will you make me an investigation check? We can call this wisdom.
So logic.
Wisdom logic, yeah. Let's do that. Uh-oh. That's a two.
Two.
Fuck. That was an easy check, dude. Somehow I got three successes on 46.
I'm not Connor. I'm not Roger. I can't magically make numbers that are higher than physically possible happen. It's just not in my way. Right. It's the only way.
So as you're looking down, all these other cars are just being crushed. But the bus is just moving up the street. And you move about a block as you're hanging onto it, and more tentacles.
Ben uses used reroll on Onka.
Heck yeah.
Oh, tail.
Hit it.
Hitting it.
Four!
Four,
yeah.
Finally!
So,
already.
As an insight, you can see that the tentacles are coming up, and like, for a second, it looks like they're inspecting the cars and then smashing them. And then the tentacles that are wrapping around the bus, instead of smashing it, it's being carried forward.
What's forward? Can I see where it's... Is there a general thing in that general direction? Like, what's forward?
Yeah, so, like, there's this super long road. Like, this is, like... The show you were playing was a pretty big show. It's right off the highway. So there's this super long road. And at the very end of it, it looks like... It goes all the way up to the coast.
Oh. Tentacle bussy in the ocean. All right. Good.
Okay,
all right.
Back to Roger. Roger, what do?
Can I open the emergency exit on the back of the bus and get on?
I want you to make me a strength check. There's tentacles holding it down. You're going to try to move the tentacles out of the way and rip it open.
Strength.
Yeah, beat a fucking zero. Jesus.
Okay.
That's a two. All right, you rip it open. And the tentacles. You jump in?
Yeah, I jump in and I run to the front of the bus and I rip Bob out of the driver's seat and say, let me drive!
Nice. You grab the wheel. You guys are floating as these tentacles are just carrying you. And you get behind the wheel. You start it. And the wheels are just spinning.
See, look how well I can stay in the lines, Bob.
He's like, Roger, man. Look. Like a tentacle comes in the window and he like smacks it away. Like, he's like, man, we're being attacked right now, man. What are you doing?
Driving a bus like a cool guy.
Okay. And he's gonna pull out his shotgun. Then he shoots one of the tentacles. Back to Ananka. What do?
Yeah, I got my feet up on the dash. Just...
Are we going past my church?
Roll me a D100. We'll make a luck check. And call it highs or lows. Yeah.
Eyes.
That's a 49. No, you're not. Yeah, so close.
Below what would have been high.
Yeah, that's fucked.
I don't have any luck with rules. Mm-hmm. It's my new single for my solo album.
Good God. All right.
So I guess I continue following the bus. Like, we're not going to land on it, but we're going to continue to follow over.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fair. Now, a tentacle comes through the window, Roger. And it tries to grab you. I need you to make me a defense check.
Can't you see I'm driving here? I'm trying to drive!
That's a one.
Fuck!
The tentacle comes in, grapples around your neck. Your hands are on the steering wheel, and you're like, what? And it pulls you out the window. And now you're just up in the air.
But Crux is on the bus. Can Crux come out and try to hit it with an axe before he gets pulled out?
Do you want
like
to command
him? Like a fast reaction
him?
Boy?
He might be able to hear you in the chaos, but I need you to make me a charisma check.
Well, I wouldn't be able to see it. I would just assume he's seeing the shite happen on the bus.
Mmm.
Because he's on the bus.
Right.
And he respects
my
me.
My thought process is that he follows your orders, so he doesn't know what to do. And he's just like, So I need to see if he can hear you, like, attack, Crux! So make me a charisma.
Fucking
charisma
use
check.
That! Alright, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Got that pure raised.
You only gotta beat a one.
Alright. Only got to be a one. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Can I get a one, more than a one on rolling 14 dice?
We'll see.
A six. Yeah, he hears you. He goes, And he looks out the window. It's all broken and shit. And he ducks his head down. You can see him. And he goes, Hey, Nunga.
Defend the bus, you fat fuck.
What?
Defend the bus, you fat fuck.
Well, I mean, I do say so myself.
I bought you that lightsaber axe for a reason. Now use it.
Oh! Attack! And he just starts chopping tentacles in the bus. Max is going to make a check for him. He has to beat a seven. He's got a four. So he's fucking him up, but it's not enough.
He doesn't get to the Roger one?
Yeah, he doesn't get to the Roger one. Yeah. He starts fucking him up. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
In that case, since I just... talked, right? Okay.
Still my turn, though. Yeah, so.
Okay.
That was kind of like an NPC turn. Okay. Technically my turn as well. Okay. Another tentacle is going to try to grab you from out of the air, Ananka. So I need you to make it.
How big is this tentacle?
They are everywhere. They're coming out of the buildings.
But how big?
They're coming. I don't know. A couple of arms. There's like a couple arms together.
Alright.
Yeah, it's choking Roger out. Yeah. I got a two. You got a two.
I got a two.
Do you want to spend your couch coin to make this attack not successful?
Sure.
Yeah? All right. Sure. Spend your one and only couch coin. The tentacle comes out of a building. It's got, like, an office guy who's got, like, this beard. He's, like, really long gray beard. And he's like, I told you I'm not giving you $5. And then it drops him down into the mush, and it tries to grab you instead. It, like, sees you through its tentacle mind. It's like, and it misses. And you...
Johnson, I'm going to have to land you on the bus. You're going to have to go through the skylight on the bus. Mm. I can't carry you and dodge at the same time.
True. But, turn order, the bus now moves forward. Roger is out of the bus, and it's about 20 feet in front of you guys. And all of the muck below you is getting thicker. It's a couple feet deep. You can see the wizard guy that just got dropped into the muck is now, like, stuck, like, above ankle deep. And the bus is about 20 feet ahead. And it's Roger's turn.
Shit. I'm just gonna... You know what? The tentacle's gonna try to choke me. I'm gonna try to choke the tentacle, and I'm gonna put it in a headlock and squeeze. Okay. How do you like it, man? I'm getting choked at the same time.
It's so Roger. I'll give you a couch coin for that. That's funny. That's funny as hell. Okay. Defense check from the tentacle is a 2.
I'm just gonna go ahead and do strength.
Nine. You squeeze the fuck out of this tentacle. And I picture, like, you squeeze it so hard that it, like, pops, and the bottom thick part falls off and starts flailing, and you still have this, like, unconscious, like, not moving bit around your neck, like a scarf. Like, it loosens, but it's still there. And then you drop down to the ground, and you land ankle deep in this muck.
Oh, shit. How long is the one on my neck?
3 feet.
Oh, well, the bus is definitely 3 feet away.
20 feet. Illegally, yeah.
Can I try to, like, get unstuck from the muck by climbing on the tentacles?
I would say it's difficult terrain. If this was D&D 5e, I would half your movement, but it's not. So as it stands right now, you could move as normal, but just picture your feet being covered in black nastiness.
Is there a tentacle stock near me that I could hop on to?
Sure, yeah, for sure. But I'll need a check.
What, agility? Ooh, yeah. Parkour even?
Yes, beat a 3.
Gotcha.
4. All right, explain what you do.
I'm going to hop out of my shoes. They stay in the muck. And I start using my 3 feet of tentacle as, like, a climbing rope that I wrap around the tentacle. And I'm, like, shimmying up the tentacle with my bare feet. So I'm, like, digging into the tentacle with my long, gross toenails. I'm climbing up this thing like a fucking palm tree.
Okay. I don't know what your goal was here, but I love it.
Well, I'm trying to get back on the bus.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Pierre said, ooh. I love it. Okay. You climb up this tentacle, and it's pretty close to this bus. Cougar Slayer rated us. Thanks, buddy. Cheers, man.
Us, Slayer.
Hey, Cougar. How's it going?
It's your go. What do you do?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I have no idea. I'm at a loss here. All right, well, first off, we're going to try to dive forward and dump Johnson on the top of the bus. That's number one.
Cool. But, so movement's pretty much free in this system, so you can absolutely dump him at the top. No check needed.
All right, cool, because... Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna. But then on the attacking tentacles of what's surrounded, I want to use my elemental attack, which summons vast amounts of electricity. Mm. And I imagine they're pretty goopy, so they would conduct electricity really well.
Hell yeah. I think that's cool. That's very cool. All right. We're going to make a check then.
Yeah.
Am I going to make a defense check, you think?
Well, it just... So I don't understand this. So it's one of my shadow amps, so I don't have to roll for it.
Okay. Well, you...
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
It says elemental attack electricity, level 3. Combat damage is 6p AA. Defense is S plus W.
Okay.
So I don't know how to roll for it or defense how that works since it's
strength,
just...
Strength, willpower.
E.
Can you click it?
No.
Oh, I want to open it. I want to look at it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, so it's just one of these. I think it's like you combine it with combat damage of 6 physical. Nice. What we can say, I want you to describe how this electricity, how you use it. All right? And we'll make the attack from there. You're still going to do an attack roll.
I think in that case we're going to do... I'm going to use my conjuring for it. I'm going to conjure up... Like, I'm going to find the air in the... Like, I'm going to... Through my wings tips, I'm going to feel the air and pull in negative and positive from each side of me and combine them together and press it outward towards all of the surrounding tentacles that are holding the bus.
Mmm. That's cool. Okay.
4.
General 4. Let's see here. 4, which means you succeed. So, from your wings, the tips of your raven wings, electricity just emerges. And I picture it goes through all this muck, like, and goes up through the tentacles, and it even shocks Roger a little bit, but it's not too much to hurt him, but you feel it, Roger. You're like, you know, he's holding onto a tentacle. And you can see all of them kind of pull back a little bit around the bus, and even some release. And it looks like there's only 3 large tentacles left pushing the bus forward.
Am I on one of those 3 large ones?
I don't think so, but why don't you make me a luck check? Roll a D100. Call it high or low.
Oh. we'll do... we always do high. We always do high.
58! Yes.
Yeah.
You are on one of those tentacles. But one of the tentacles from the muck comes up out of the ground as the muck continues to get thicker on this road. It's up probably about 3 feet now. It comes up and it's going to try to grab you, Ananka, out of the sky as you're flying. And I need you to make me a defense check. I got a 6. You got a 0. Damn. It wraps around your legs.
Wait.
And pulls you down out of the sky. And you're down in the muck.
Meaty!
Meaty! The other tentacle that you're riding, Roger, is going to whip around like crazy to try to get you off of it. And I just want you to make me a strength check.
Benusus used reroll Ananka.
Ooh, Benusus! Look, you're on it today, friend. Thank you for joining us. Hit it, Ananka.
Not gonna heal. I'm hitting it.
Oh, that's a 2. It's closer.
There was almost no way I was gonna get it.
There's no way.
Roger. Strength.
Yes, sir. You got a couple, so you got a 9. So you hold on tight to that tentacle as it's whipping around like crazy. Up on the top. Mr. Johnson pulls out the gun that Roger gave him. And he goes to the front of the bus and just starts firing at the tentacle that's at the front of the bus. And he's like, it's pee-pee time. Just starts shooting it like crazy. Johnson got a 4. The tentacle moving around got a 6. A bunch of bullets miss. Dang, Johnson. Dang.
Tentacles like bending out of the way.
In the bus.
To dodge bullets.
Crux is attacking one of the tentacles that's left. Crux got a 1. Tentacles got a 5. He does no damage to it.
Eon's going to be the only character left by the end of this episode.
No. The bus moves forward.
Ian's going to be doing the final episode by herself.
Another 40 feet fast as it rolls over these tentacles, and you could hear the suction cups just like... as it rolls over tentacles onto more tentacles as it moves towards the coast. And as you guys have gotten further, you can see this, like, skylight. There's, like, a base there. And in the sky, above the skylight, there's just tentacles coming out of the coast, out of the water, as the water is slowly turning black. And you hear Johnson, and he's like, "That's it! The base! That's it!" As he's riding on top of this thing. Now, before I end my Game Master turn, Ananka, you're stuck. Your wings are in muck. You feel defeated. You feel like all these godly powers and your friends are still being taken away for some unforsaken reason. You feel defeated. And in this moment, I want to see if you can call out to your
gift a potion.
Mira Morgus just redeemed custom potion. A potion for Ananka that allows for freedom of movement for 5 rounds, and she cannot be grabbed or held in place in that time.
I love that. I do. And you can use that. But first, I want you to call out to your god for me, please. Just make me a spiritual check that you usually make here. And you got to beat a 1. You got a 3. So you're in this muck. Your wings are destroyed. There's a few tentacles. There's one that Roger is on. It's no longer attached to the bus. The bus is just going away. And you feel the energy of your god. You look up and you can see there's a raven sitting on top of a building. It's looking at you. What do you say?
These gifts enough from you, and I feel more useless than ever. I can finally see, and I can't even do anything with it, with my newfound power. What am I supposed to do?
Your god says, "We must save the people. If the people die, there's no one left to worship me. Avatar of the Raven, do you accept one more blessing?"
"Yes."
And he says, "Understood." And the raven on the building flies away in like a puff of magic. I'm going to change the music here because I don't want that anymore. It flies away in like a puff of magic. And you're going to gain a new ability. Right now, in your weakest of points, you're going to get a new shadow amp, is what I'm going to call it. And what this shadow amp does is it's like a wave attack. As you are down in this muck, from your body, you can explain from where if you want to, but all of these spiritual ravens just explode in like this 40-foot radius out of your body. Just like, gah, 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 gah. And they just kind of decimate everything around you. And with this attack, you don't have to make an attack action, but things do need to make a defense save to get out of the way of your attack. Right? So all these tentacles don't know what's going on. And they got a 2. And I want you to... How's this going to work? I guess for me to make a defense action, you still have to roll an attack action because there has to be something to roll against. But I don't want you to need to make an attack action because then that requires a dice roll. So, I'm going to ask you this. Do you want this attack to do more damage without a dice roll or less damage? More damage with a dice roll or less damage without one? Like, are you going to focus on this attack or not?
I think I would focus on it. If it's a powerful attack, I would focus on it, and I would add a dice roll.
Okay. So you're going to make me an attack action then, and it's going to do more damage than less. And has to be something spiritual. We can call it double willpower.
This attack. Okay.
Yeah. Three. Nice. So, move a song. Ravens explode from your body. All of the black shit just moves back in like a wave of 30 feet, and you're left on the street. Your wings are completely clean of all the nastiness, and all the tentacles that were around you are going to take 10 physical damage. All of them wither and fall to the ground. And Roger, you ride one down like a damn skateboard as it falls down to the ground. You're like, with your bare feet and everything. And you guys land on the street. There's a 30-foot circle of street with all this muck around you. And you just look up to the skyline as your bus is being carried to this Supreme 10 base on the coast. And Johnson's just up there shooting guns off like crazy. All your friends are being carried away. But the important thing is, all of these birds just burst out from your chest. And your god says, I hope this helps.
Let's hope. Are there people on the streets from where I've cleared things out? Are there now people in the streets?
I think so, yeah.
Like that were stuck?
There's probably... Let's roll a d4 here. What is that?
Four.
Yeah, there are four people that were under the muck, but now are completely clear of it. And they, like, gasp for air.
I'm going to attend to them really quick. I'm just going to come over to them and be like, you're safe now. Head for the... And essentially give them the address to the Temple of the Raven and be like, find your sanctuary here. Be safe. Take any survivors with you.
That's cool.
Anyone you can free along the way, take them with you.
I like that.
And I'm going to run over and go, ah, the tentacles turned into regular looking people and just deck one of them in the face.
I'm not even going to make you roll, Roger. You just punch one, his nose starts bleeding, and he's like, oh, what the fuck, man?
Oh.
Roger.
Never mind, they're just a regular dildo. Sorry about that.
He stands up and he's like, is he with you? Yeah, I don't even care. And he's going to try to punch you right back.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to roll defense? I kind of just want to roll strength so I can just stop his fist with my forehead.
You got to roll defense, but you can say you do that if you succeed. Beat a 2.
Okay. Yeah.
4. You succeed.
I just want to headbutt his fist and, like, break his fucking hand.
He's like, oh, my fucking hand! God damn it, dude.
Don't start shit, won't be shit, bitch.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
There you go. Bob is still on the bus, certifiable. Correct. Okay, they gather up their things, and they climb on top of a car, and they, like, car hop to, like, get through the city. Because there's just 4 foot of muck everywhere now.
The floor is lava.
Yeah.
The floor is tar.
You two are now alone in the city, in this little circle. What do you do?
Now, if I keep concentrating on this spell that the raven just gave me, if I keep concentrating on it, can I just make, like, a path with it? Like, just keep walking forward, pathing my way through?
That is super cool. I don't know if you can do that. We can call it a hard check.
And
if you succeed, then you can cast it again and do it again. beat a 6. But it's wisdom, so you have D12. 6. So you succeed then.
Ben uses used reroll tech.
Oh. 4! Nice! Which means you do, for sure, succeed. So, you go to the edge of the line. You look around. You get down and you pull these ravens all out of your body again. And in a big circle. Gah, gah, gah. They just all explode. And there's another 30-foot circle that you can now walk through.
Yeah, I imagine I just kind of want to keep doing that towards the beach.
Okay.
As much as I can, but sending any people that I save to the church, like being like, go over there for salvation, just go on.
I imagine there's a lot of people, too, that you're going to just free from this muck that are being held down. So I want you to roll me a D100, and we'll see you get that many people saved on your way. Exchange of noodles, please. What? 99! What the fuck? 99 people you save. That's a good dice roll right there.
A new member joins the party.
Story Dad.
Story Dad has
what in hell? What in hell? Eric.
Sir, underscore pubert used reroll anonka.
Oh.
How dare you, pubert?
That's
you bastard.
Now it's gonna be night.
Yeah, Story Dad. Hi, buddy. Welcome to shit show. Cheers, my guy.
67.
Still pretty. That's a lot.
Okay.
Too many by my standard.
While she's cleaning the streets and you guys are walking through, Roger, is there anything you want to do before you hit this Air Force base?
Gift a potion.
I'm just going to be...
Certifiable underscore nerd just redeemed custom potion. Ob, essence of mandroid. Until the next break, pouring this can of lubricant infuses a vehicle with the essence of mandroid. The vehicle can now transform at the guidance of its driver.
Oh, fuck. You know how cool that would have been a couple episodes ago? That's fucking badass, dude. That's badass, dude. Okay. Good God. I'll keep that in mind. Roger, what do you do?
He gave it to Bob, looks like.
Yeah, he gave it to Bob. Bob's the only one in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
Could
see.
In there with him and Alicia.
Yeah.
No, I imagine Alicia's back at the church, probably.
Yeah, back at the church.
I'm just kind of following behind Ananka with a rocket launcher, you know, looking for tentacles. It might be a little too close.
Nice. Just exploding tentacles. We can roleplay and say you do that the whole way. Anything that gets too close to you. Yeah, hell yeah. Badass. Okay.
So, a lot of times I'm just getting scared by normal people. Jumping on carts, and I'm like, ah, there's another one that looks like a human, but it's not! And Ananka has to convince me every time that it's
Ananka is just coming like up behind him as he jumps up. He jumps up on a car, and I immediately just grab his belt buckle and yank him back. Like, it's just like, do you fucking knock it off?
Why are there tentacle people?
Big Structure, like, the sixth time, it's just annoying, and you're just, like, pulling on his belt. Just like, fucking stop.
Stop, cut it out.
Okay. After some time, you get through the city, clearing out this muck and these tentacles, step by step, feet by feet. It takes a while. The sun begins to set, and the muck at this point is leaking out of buildings, just covering everything. People are all on top of buildings trying to get away from it. It's everywhere. And you guys are down on the street, and you cross this huge main road on the coast. It's just covered in cars, and the cars are covered in muck. And eventually you get to across the street to this base. This base has huge billboards on it, advertising all different kinds of crap that you know that no one needs. But the Supreme Ten are pushing this crap to the people as much as they possibly can. Sleep aids, random mattress bullshit, all different kinds of crap that you know in your hearts. The Supreme Ten caused these issues and are now charging the people to fix the issues. It's nonsense.
Oh, you ate too much meat? And now you have the meat sweats. We have pills for that. These are all things the Supreme Ten caused. And when you guys see these billboards, you're fucking filled with rage. But as you look across, you can see this electrified fence. Huge, tall, 20-foot tall fence. On the other side of it is the van, covered in tentacles. And you can hear muffled screams of your friends on the inside. About 30 feet from that, there are two huge, like, bay doors that are latched and shut. What do you do?
A locked item that can't be opened with regular means. I guess there's nothing we can do about it, and I shoulder my rocket launcher and start to walk the other way.
Class.
Just kidding, I turn around and shoot it with my rocket launcher.
Nice. So, there's a gate in front of you first. Do you shoot the gate?
No, I shoot those big hangar doors.
Okay. So, I want you to roll to hit, but your rocket has to go through the gate, past the bus, and then hit the hangar doors.
All right. I'm going to use my special skill.
Okay, three.
Yeah, it's heavy weapons, and the specialization that I spent my karma on this week is called, I'm just a goblin with a rocket launcher.
Mint Turk. All right, I'll re-roll that shit, Pubert. Fucking bet. Okay, I got a 5, you got a 5, which means that it hits. What's your specialization? What does it do?
I don't know. I'm just a goblin with a rocket launcher, baby.
Okay. So, you turn around, and then you go, just kidding! And then you turn around, and you fire this rocket, and it goes, and it hits and makes a hole in this electrified fence. It goes, and then it flies past the bus through a bunch of tentacles, like right in between, like a hole of them. And it hits this huge bay door and makes a hole in it. And then alarms start going off.
Cool. Well, at least they know we're here.
Ananka, what do you do?
I'm gonna pat Roger on the shoulder and be like, good job, champ.
Wait, is there like a gate shack or like a guard or something that's like incapacitated?
Oh, you know it. Yeah. 100%. He's not incapacitated. He's just sitting there like normal day job. He's like watching like Jerry
couch
Springer.
Coin.
Oh, certifiable wait. _ nerd just redeem couch coin. Roger for the proper application of rocket launchers. When all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. When all you have is a rocket launcher.
Sick. That puts you up to 3, Roger. Remember that. There's absolutely a guard shack. And sitting in that guard shack is an overweight guard with a huge beard, and he's watching Jerry Springer on a TV, laughing, eating something out of a bowl. He ain't paying a lick of fucking attention.
All right, well, I'm just going to walk into that gate shack, and I'm going to take...
Hello.
I go, hey, what's up, man? Take his hat, slap him a few times.
He, like, spills his cereal.
Why? Why? Why have you done this?
You should do your job better. Here's some candy, idiot.
Roger's reflecting. I mean, Connor's reflecting. All right.
And as we walk past the boat, like, I'm going to dip in for just a moment as we're leaving and just tap the guard on the head and be like, dream of horrors, and just tap them with chaotic world just in their own head.
He's like, he has visions.
Just start
of,
screaming.
You know the visions he has, and he has visions. He loves cookies, and he starts dreaming about cookies, and the cookies can walk,
And he's really happy.
I told you I took his hat.
And then all of the cookies grow fangs and whip out knives and start chasing him. And he's like, ah!
Cookie kids! Cookie wife! Cookie kids!
Cookie kids! No, cookie wife! No!
Cookie wife!
Not cookie wife!
Cookie wife!
If you guys haven't watched Final Wait, Space...
Are you trying to do Peppermint Larry or something from...
No, no.
Not Cookie Laugh! No! Kids.
Need a hit of, the only thing that will save him is a hit of the Loggins.
Oh. Okay, what do you do, Roger? You got a hat now. Did you take his hat?
Yeah, I took his hat after I slapped him around a little bit.
Nice.
And then,
Roger,
yeah, now my regular Jagov disguise is complete.
You look down and you see there's a button that says open gate right here in the guard chat.
And he's still there?
Yeah, but he's having nightmares about cookies.
Oh, okay, I'm going to grab his head and slam it on the button.
He's like, oh no, cookie wife! And then gate opens. You guys, here's the important thing. You guys step into the gate. When you step inside, you can see there's no muck here, but there are tentacles coming from the ocean that have snapped up the bus, and the bus is still being riled around like crazy, and your friends are screaming on the inside. You know on the inside, Bob Zombie is just holding this mandroid lubricant. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's scared. He doesn't know what to do. Bob's just holding it. He's like, I've been saving this for some good time, man. It's gonna be good, man. And Crux is like, can I drink it? And he's like, no, don't drink the lubricant. He's ready. But as you guys step into the inside of this gate, you hear the squeaking of a bat. And Anonka lands behind, or Eon lands beside you. Eon has returned. In front of you guys is a way to save the city. You must get inside. You must play one final song to put this tentacled Cthulhu monster to its final rest. But first, there's a base you must get through. And you must save your friends. Next time on Metal Omnicon.
There it is.
There it is.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? 10 tickles!
10 tickles! Look, if some of you guys are watching, you're like,
octopus
what?
Octopus only have 8.
This is episode 10. It's a very short episode. We talked about it last week. We're doing just a short little setup episode just to have some fun. Next week is episode 11 of Metal Omnicon, next Sunday at 4 p.m. PST. It is the finale of Metal Omnicon. So please come and join us to have some fun. And there could be character deaths. So without your help here in chat, that might happen. So please come and join us for that. Help us... excuse me, form the story. You can have an influence on what the fuck happens, so come and join us for that next Sunday. We're going to take a quick five and come back for one of our final breakdowns as we talk about tonight's episode. So don't go anywhere. But hell yeah, y'all. Hell yeah, y'all. We'll be right back. I'm sorry I was late. My mom was like, hey, no worries, dude. Yeah, you could, Poobert. You very much so could. Crux just wants to be lubed up. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Cheers, heroes.
Cheers, heroes. Part of the couch, part of the crew. Followers, Story Dad, Big Dad Slade, Asto.
Story Dad, Big Dad Slade,
Tavern Pug, Cheers,
and Tavern Pug,
Forge of Lore, Raid from Forge of Lore, and Koopa Slayer.
Cougar Slayer.
On the next time of Metal Omnicon, we come to our final part of the story where Goku, I mean, the metal, the band, they finally get the cheese, and then they're gonna have to figure out what to do with the cheese. Turk finds out that he's stronger than the entire cast combined because he makes the rules. Ananka realizes seeing sucks and she wants to be blind again, and Aeon King returns from being a queen in the Netherlands.
That's right.